Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, October 26, 2019, and you're tuned in to our last edition of October Pet Spooktacular. We're still your premier source for fun and informative pet topics. I'm your host, Jay. As you all know, this episode was supposed to air last Saturday, but due to certain circumstances, I had to switch things around to today's date. And now, here we are with a very special guest host. But before we welcome our guest host and announce today's mystery topic, let me give you guys the call-in number. If you'd like to share your own creepy animal story or any creepy story in general, or ask us any Pet Spooktacular-related question, you can hit us up at 516-595-8058. For those of you unable to listen to the whole episode or can't listen live, you can always catch us in the archives after the show at blogtalkradio.com/She's a Tortie. And that's S-H-E-S-A-T-O-R-T-I-E. Or check out the link after the show on our Facebook page at facebook.com/missy.show44. Or on our Twitter page at twitter.com/missyshow. Now, I am so thrilled. I'm so excited. I have a very special guest. First off, today's show topic, the title of the show is October Pet Spooktacular Special Guest and Mystery Topic. So without further delay, I'd like to introduce my very special guest, my niece, Bit-Bit. She's been gracious enough to come on and host with her auntie today. Hello, Bit-Bit.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having me here.
I am so excited. I'm thrilled. This is my 12-year-old baby niece. And for those of you who sometimes subscribe to my other website, Girl October, this is my niece who goes with me, and we do, like, the fall hauls, and we, like, do reviews on the different fall products in the different stores. So she's been in some of my blog posts that I've done when we've gone to Michael's and gone to Old Time Pottery. So I'm really excited that she decided to do Missy Show with me today, and especially October Pet Spooktacular, since Dee hasn't been able to be here. So, okay, so this is what we're doing. We are going to start off reading you five creepy animal tales concerning dogs. And actually, we are getting our info from, let's see, it is worldofsangus.com. And I will post the link to this site after the show for you guys who may want to read it for yourselves. And the title of this post is Five Scary Dog Stories to Tell in the Dark. So this should be good. Are you excited, Bit-Bit?
Yes, I'm very excited.
You are ready?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Me and Bit-Bit are going to take turns reading the stories. Then we are going to have a Q&A session where I will ask Bit-Bit some questions, and if she wants to, she will ask me some questions. So let's begin. I'm going to let Bit-Bit read the first story, and I'm going to hand it over to you, Bit-Bit. Take your time.
Number one is Pugin the Pooch Still Perches on His Porch, Charleston, South Carolina.
All right, this should be good. So we are toggling down, and I'm going to let Miss Bit-Bit take it over.
Okay. Pugin was a small white dog that lived in Victorian era home. He was left behind his owners when they originally sold it to become a restaurant. He loved sitting on his porch, greeting restaurant visitors and eating table scraps. Everyone who visited loved him, so naturally he became the restaurant's mascot, which was named Pugin's Porch in his honor. In 1979, he died of nature causes, and they buried him next to the porch he loved so much and erected a
monument
in his honor.
Okay, let's see what else is going on with Pugin. Okay, continue, Bit-Bit.
Ever since then, visitors have reported seeing the dog napping in his favorite spot on the porch. or can feel him brush against their legs as they eat, looking for bits of fallen food. To this day, this house remains on the most hunted restaurants in the United States, as it always is said to receive visits from the ghost of the original owner, Zoe Street Orman, who is known as the Lady in Black.
That's kind of creepy. I don't know if I want to eat at that restaurant.
Because that would be kind of creepy if a dead dog would be brushing on your leg.
Yeah, while you're trying to eat your food and you feel something brushing against you. And it's also creepy to think that the dog's owner, that Zoe St. Armand person, that they spot her too, the Lady in Black. That's creepy too. Okay, don't know if I want to eat there, but all right. So, okay, number two is mine.
And I'm going to hand it over to my friend.
Thank you, Bip. Okay, number two is going to be Celebrity Ghost Dog, Los Angeles, California. Okay, so this one, Rudolph Valentino was an Italian-born actor who was a famous sex symbol and starred in many famous silent films back in the 1920s. He and his dog, I guess that's K-Bar or Kabar, I'll just say K-Bar. He and his dog K-Bar, the Alsatian Doberman, were so close that as his master died across the country from his L.A. estate in a New York hospital on August 23, 1926, that he let out a howl so mournful and unearthly that Beatrice Lilly, who was driving past the house, heard the howl and was so startled she nearly drove off the road.
Whoa, oh, that must be a loud howl.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. My goodness. Okay, so it goes on to say that K-Bar outlived his master but was almost constantly sick after his master died. Oh, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
The dog finally passed away in January 1929. He was buried in a lavish ceremony at the Los Angeles Pet Cemetery, an over 10-acre cemetery dedicated to the famous pets of celebrities such as the MGM Lion, Tawny, Steven Spielberg's Jack Russell, Rudolph, Hopalong Cassidy's horse, Topper, and many more. Let's see. Valentino's beloved dog is said to haunt the grounds with reports of people hearing him barking or panting and even a few tales of visitors feeling their hands being licked by the ghost dog. Sightings of him were also reported in Valentino's mansion in May 1948 when a group of spiritualists gathered there to celebrate the actor's birthday. During the course of the night, several mediums said they saw the dog and that he supposedly leaped through a closed window in the house.
Oh, my God, that's so creepy.
Yeah, that, I don't think I would want to. For one thing, I'm not into seances and all that type of stuff anyway, but,
no,
I'm, whether it's ghost person, ghost dog, I'm good. I'm good.
Big mansion?
Yeah, don't think so. And I think we're in agreement on that.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to hand this back to Bit. She is going to read story number three, which is entitled The Ghost Town of Goshen, Newberry, South Carolina. So I'm going to let you read this, Bit. Take it away.
Okay. The Hound of Goshen is reportedly a large white dog that hunts the Ebenezer Church Cemetery and accompanying 5-mile stretch of road that runs from Dewberry, Goshen Hill, South Carolina. People have reported sightings of the dog over 150 years, and it is said that the dog will suddenly appear alongside your car as you drive, and if you stop driving, that the hound will step in front of your car, lean back, and howl.
Oh, crap. No.
The origin story of the hound is much debate, and there are two versions floating around. The first and tamer version of the story is that the hound's master was buried in the cemetery, and the dog refused to leave the grave of his master, eventually dying from starvation. The other, more bloody tale is that the dog belonged to a traveling salesman who was falsely accused of murdering a local. That salesman then underwent an unfair trial, was wrongly found guilty, and hung for a crime he did not commit. It is said that the white dog stood guard over his master's corpse. That's creepy.
Yeah,
and either died of starvation or being stoned by townspeople. A few weeks later, both dogs and corpse disappeared. Then the people involved in the lynching of the salesman were attacked and many killed by a large white dog. Those who survived the dog attack later reported seeing the dog as they passed by the tree from which the salesman was hung. Since then, there have been many accounts of people being chased by a large white dog when they dare to venture down the stretch of road considered to be.
Well, you know what, Bibbit? I don't plan on venturing down that stretch of road that is his territory. That large white dog can have that stretch of road.
For itself.
Yeah. We're not trying to bother him. Mr. White Dog, rest
stay
in
away.
Peace.
Yeah.
Do you? I'll do me. We ain't going down there. Okay, let's see. So number four is back to me, and this one is entitled Preston the Protector, Nashville, Tennessee. So let's see.
My auntie will take place.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's see. This ghostly dog is actually a friendly and helpful one who keeps watch over the safety of the children of the Belmont Hillsboro neighborhood in Nashville. It is said that over 50 years ago, he was going trick-or-treating on Halloween with a group of kids. One 7-year-old boy accidentally dropped some candy into the road and was trying to pick it up as his 13-year-old sister watched in horror as she saw a speeding car coming toward him. She was too far away to help, but luckily Preston the Boxer got there first, knocking the boy from the path of the car and taking the brunt of the hit. The little girl rushed to her brother's side, and since he was unharmed, so they looked for the dog but could never find his body.
Aww. Oh, he was a helpful dog.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Ever since then, local children report being gently jostled back onto the sidewalk when they step on the road in that area, almost as if Preston's ghost is nudging them back to safety. It is said that the girl is now grown up and still living in the area, and every year she places a dog biscuit on the porch in tribute to the pooch who gave his life to save her little brother. That's sad that he died, but, I mean, that's good that he saved the little boy.
Yeah, he still saved the boy.
Mm-hmm. And he's still even helping kids now, so if it seems like they're going too close to the street, he'll kind of nudge them back over. Well, that's a happy one. At least it's not a creep. Well, it's not happy that he lost his life, but it's not a creepy one. You know, he's a helpful ghost.
Yeah,
so thank you, Preston. Yeah, I think, was that his name?
Yes.
So thank you, Preston. Keep protecting the children.
And number five, the General's Dog, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
All right. That's
the
a creepy-looking house.
Final and last one.
Our last one, and that honor goes to you.
Gettysburg is considered one of the most haunted places in America, as it was the site of one of the biggest campaigns in the American Civil War. It has such a bloody past that it's no surprise that Gettysburg is also home to a ghost dog. The appropriately named Confederate
Brigadier
General William Barksdale was reportedly wounded in battle and brought to the Hummelbaugh House, where he died. Some say his voice can still be heard in the house to this day. Once she was informed of her husband's untimely death, Barksdale's wife traveled to retrieve her husband's body for burial. Bringing his prize hunting dog with her. Once the dog was brought to the grave site of the master, it is said that he started to howl mournfully and even once his master's body was exhumed and taken for a reburial, that the dog refused to leave the spot, refused to eat, eventually dying there himself. To this day, people say that the Barksdale's dog treat
Tread.
Tread is the grounds of the
Hummelbaugh
House howling and mourning every year of the anniversary of his master death. You know, this story is like, in the first one or the second one, when it said that it refused to leave any starvation.
Yeah. I've heard several stories like that where, especially with dogs, when their master passes away, either they'll just wait there by the grave or they can't move on. They're so sad and stuff.
Yeah,
that's a sad one. You know, well, I hope that he's moved on now and everything.
Well, the sun kind of went down.
Yeah, I know. And that, you know, that's what happens, because, like, when me and Dee will do these shows, it's like sometimes we'll get creeped out afterwards. And so we'll end up, like, having to look at a comedy, you know, look at something funny to kind of take our minds off of it. But at least it's not, like, nighttime, because
we would have been scared.
Yeah. And, you know, I've done some, like, at 10 o'clock at night and stuff and been, like, really, like, creeped out. So at least we still have some daytime. But, okay, before we go, we are going to do a little Q&A session. Yeah, because we still have plenty of time. So we're going to go over here. And since Bit is our guest, I am going to ask her some questions. And if we still have some time, I'll let her ask me some if she chooses to. So my first question to you, and actually I'm going to mix it up.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask them in order.
Okay.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, I believe in ghosts. Because sometimes it's good ghosts and sometimes they're bad. Because a ghost or a spirit, like if one of your family members died, they can come back or send you signs or make protect you or let you know they're still there with you.
Yes, I believe in ghosts as well. I grew up hearing a lot of ghost stories from my mom, which is your grandma.
Mm-hmm.
So we've heard a lot, and I've had some, I won't say experiences with ghosts, but I did have an incident when I was a little girl, I think I told y'all about, where I saw these, I call them monsters. I saw some things walk into the wall when I was like 4 years old. So yes, I do believe in ghosts. Okay, do you think that animals can see ghosts?
Actually, yes, I do. Yes, I do, because sometimes my cat's name is Kitty Man.
Kitty Man, the infamous Kitty Man.
We named him Kitty Man. Sometimes he'll just stare, and then he'll just, like, run out of nowhere. And sometimes the dog will, like, their pets will, like, send you signs and tell you, like, give you signs that they're still there.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think they can. And Dee would always talk about how Boomer could see stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't see it, and I know how Missy would be, too. So, yes, I think they can see stuff that we can't. Okay, Bit, have you ever experienced anything creepy yourself so far?
Actually, no, I haven't.
Which is good. I hope you don't. let's see. Do you believe that animals have souls or spirits?
Yes, I believe that animals have souls I take that back, I don't.
You don't think they have souls?
No.
Okay, so does that mean that you think that once they die, that they just don't exist anymore, or what do you think?
Well, I do think they exist, because some pets, some pets when they die, they not dead, they like, give their owners signs that they still
have.
Yeah,
so you might want to say that
they probably do have
souls, because if they can communicate with you after death, if they can
still.
Give, if they can appear to you or give you a sign, maybe they do. I personally believe that they do have souls. I know a lot of people feel like they don't, but I think they do. So, okay, this goes into my next question to you. Do you believe that we'll see our pets again one day, all our pets who passed away?
Yes, I do, because one day in heaven, we'll see everybody we remember who died.
Okay, I like that. Yes, I think so, too. Okay, here's a good one. Do you believe in any other scary creatures, such as vampires, werewolves, Bigfoot, any stuff like that? Any of those type of things, do you believe? Now, I'm saying you got to believe in all of it, but do you believe in?
Yes, I believe in Bigfoot.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, tell us why you believe in Bigfoot.
Because actually, it's a TV show about it, and I love watching it. And I don't. Some people may not think it's true, but I think it's true.
Okay, so you looking at that show makes you feel like it's real.
It's real because they like have actual cameras and like footprints and like real things that probably is Bigfoot or like proof that there is something like it or creature.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Since you say you believe in Bigfoot, what do you think Bigfoot is? If he is real, what is he? Is he an animal?
It's kind of it's like a big version of a monkey, but it's not. It don't have a tail. It's like a human, but it's like look like a monkey because it has fur, brown fur, and it's like a face like a monkey. But it reminds me of a monkey, but it's not like a monkey because a monkey have a tail, but Bigfoot don't have a tail, and it have really big feet, and it's like it have really brown fur like a monkey have, and it reminds you of the face that a monkey have, and the feet that a monkey have just bigger. This is a bigger version without a tail.
So you think he is just some kind of animal, some form of an animal that just we haven't discovered yet.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's so hard for people to like find proof of him? Why do you think he you know?
Because he probably they look in the woods for him, but you never know. Like they can probably have signs that they know they're looking for them, so they can like go somewhere else. Like they probably have signs that
they must be really smart though.
Yeah,
it seems like they know how to hide very well. They know how to be seen.
Because like they probably don't like to be seen anyway.
Right.
So probably if they hear something or like see people, they'll probably like hide.
Okay. You know what, me and you may have to do a show just about Bigfoot.
Yes.
I can't remember if we've done a show on Bigfoot, but even if we have, if me and Dee have done one, we may have to do a part two.
By the way, that is my favorite TV show, sci-fi, I think.
What's the name of the show, if you want to give them a shout-out?
It is Bigfoot.
And
that's the name of the show.
Bigfoot. Okay. On sci-fi. Okay, you heard it from Bit. That's her favorite show, and we may have to talk more extensively about Bigfoot on a later program. I don't even know if we'll wait all the way to October, Pet Spooktacular. We may just have a little special episode where we talk about that. We'll put that out there. Okay, you already answered this question. I was going to ask you, what creepy creature do you find the most interesting? I think it's Bigfoot.
Yes.
I think you already said that. Okay, what creepy creature scares you the most? Is it Bigfoot? Or is there something that would scare you more than Bigfoot?
Well, I actually don't have one that scares me. Well,
if it were real, what would scare you the most?
If it were real, it would be like,
I'm trying to think what creature would scare me the most if they were. Vampires would scare me if they were real. That would scare me. I mean, if they were real, that would be something scary. The Mothman, too. Now, I don't know if you know so much about the Mothman. I find him very fascinating. I study him. We'll have to talk about him after the show. But,
I would say the abominable snowman.
The abominable snowman. That would scare you the most if it were real?
Yes.
Is there any particular reason why he would scare you the most?
It probably wouldn't because it's just like Bigfoot.
Yeah, except he's just in a colder region.
They're
also called Yeti. That's another name for him.
Well, I don't know what will actually scare me. I will have to come back to
that.
We'll
think about that one.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is a pet dog.
Really? Okay, and mine is a cat. Mm-hmm. For those of you who listen to our Cat Whisperer episode, I think you found that out, and I mentioned that before anyway, but I love cats. Okay, so let's see how much time we have left.
Five minutes.
Ooh, not too much, so I'm going to squeeze these in before I do my little outro. Okay, so make sure we're still on here. So what do you think of the Misty Show?
I think that the Misty Show is a great show for people who want to be inspired and sometimes like have fun with scary stories and just
some rhythm and just be inspired.
Well, thank you. Okay, and this is tied in with that question. What do you think about me doing the Missy Show?
Well, actually, you inspire people to watch the Missy Show because you made it.
Okay. And that makes me feel good because here at the Missy Show, we really, you know, love animals mm-hmm. and we say we do fun and informative pet topics. So we like to have fun topics that you guys can enjoy and maybe even get a little laugh out of. But we also like to give you guys information about things that can help your pets and help animals in general and, you know, improve their lives and make them better.
And they give time of their day to, like, make episodes just for you guys to hear.
Thank you. That makes me feel so good just to hear my niece say that. Thank you, Dit. Okay, guys, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of The Missy Show. We're going to have some episodes coming up in November. I don't have those scheduled yet, but as of right now, I do have something coming up next weekend. I haven't decided if I'm going to do it at my normal time of 5 p.m. Central on Saturday. I may do one either next Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and I might potentially have Bit join me again if she doesn't mind.
And make sure you go subscribe to my aunt's YouTube channel, The Missy Show, with her friend, Dale, and make sure you hit the notification button and subscribe and like.
Thank you. And for those of you not following us on Facebook, do the same thing. Like us on Facebook, friend us on Facebook and Twitter. As I mentioned earlier, I will post a link to this show on Facebook and Twitter for anybody who wasn't able to listen in. Also, I will have one last October Pet Spooktacular blog post over on my blogger site at shesatorty.blogspot.com. That'll be on Halloween of this Thursday, so I will have one last October Pet Spooktacular. And then at some point, either the next day or Saturday, I'll post all the November pet and animal holidays. And once again, thank you guys for tuning in. And thank you once again, Bit, for joining me and being my special guest.
And on Twitter and Facebook, we will be posting more pictures where we go shopping in hauls.
Yes. For those of you who want, who are interested in holiday and fall topics, any of that stuff, please check out my website, girloctober.com, and that way you can catch up on any posts that me and Bit put on there regarding fall shopping. And, of course, we're going to have to start doing our Christmas hauls. That's going to be coming up very soon. And if you want just shopping tips, Christmas tips, holiday tips, and also personal development tips, be sure to check that out. So thank you, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Was there anything else you wanted to say, Bit, before we...
Are your books on?
Yes, my books are online, too. They can check that out at girloctober.com because I also have holiday planners for those of you who are interested in that, and I also have a motivational Out Here Winning 3-month planner. And I'm also working on year-round planners, but that's for those of you who are into personal development and or holiday things.
And make sure you go get those books and for Halloween, I'm going to be off here, and I might do the Missy Show with him.
Yes, and who knows, we may just do a pop-up episode on you guys on Halloween, even if we just pop in for, like, you know, 5 minutes or something. You never know what we may do, but at any rate, thank you, Bit, for joining, and thank you for listening, guys, and we will see you all next weekend.
Bye.
Bye.